On a soggy Monday night filled with rain and hail, Bateson greeted the crowd waiting in the WSU lecture hall.
Good evening, everyone, and happy Earth Day. Or possibly worried Earth Day. It occurred to me that I would start with a question for you. Does it feel to you as if nature's playing a dirty trick on us by pouring down with rain? Or do you feel good about it?
Pretty good.
How many feel good about it? You may all be environmentalists.
For decades, Bateson has worked in the field of anthropology. The Harvard and Radcliffe grad is the daughter of social anthropologist Margaret Mead and cybernetics pioneer Gregory Bateson. She's written books and articles on topics such as religion, family dynamics, and aging, but today is deeply involved in environmental issues. She was invited to give a lecture on Earth, Our Kin, Climate Change, and the Ecological Threat.
I'm really going to talk about us more than I'm going to talk about climate change. Because the great mystery is why we are so unable to do anything effective vis-a-vis a very great danger that faces the planet. And so far, we're not doing very well. We're doing patches of local things.
Bateson says we've got to think intelligently about the data scientists are giving us and about ways to cooperate with other nations around the world. She first learned about climate change from a conference that her father held back in the 60s called Conscious and Human Adaptation.
In those days, it wasn't called climate change. It was called the greenhouse effect, which is a much better explanation. Because what happens is that when we burn fossil fuels with high carbon content, the carbon, when it's burned, it combines with oxygen, and the CO2 migrates to the top of the atmosphere, functioning like the glass in a greenhouse. Warmth comes in and can't get out.
The name changed from greenhouse effect to global warming to climate change. But whatever you call it, Bateson says a whole set of interrelated things are happening and getting progressively worse.
Whatever we do at this point, it's going to go up. The ice is melting in most places, and we're going to have to change our habits.
Bateson says we should call climate change climate disruption. She says we've moved from an era of relative stability to an era that seems like a very violent weather phenomena, all related to global warming.
The temperature of the oceans as well as the atmosphere is rising. You don't have very many tsunamis in Kansas, do you? But you do have drought. You do have to worry about your water supply. Tornadoes, you got them. So we're getting more violent weather, which means humanitarian disasters. And we have to get organized to deal with them.
Climate change causes more problems than extreme weather patterns and rising temperatures. It's also affecting all living creatures, including flying insects. Bateson says we are extremely dependent on bees.
And they're dying. It's probably the latest really scary process that's going on. Some kind of an infection being passed among hives and colonies of honey gatherers, which in the process, that's how the plants grow. That's how they're fertilized, how they make seed for grain.
We can live without honey, Bateson says, but not without pollination. She says we completely depend on the natural world we live in.
We depend on the climate. We depend on the rain. We depend on the honeybees. We depend on the bacteria in the soil. We're not going to get through this problem unless we think of it as a relationship with all those factors. Think of it as a family relationship, being part of a larger whole. Think of it as interdependence.
Bateson says the best metaphor is to think we are connected in different ways, all of us needed.
It takes a planet to raise a baby planet. All of us connected to care for the future of this living planet in the hope that it will be here and thriving long after we're gone at a time of great vulnerability. And that we can only do that if we work together at it.
And working together, believing in cooperation, Bateson says, is how things are done, rather than arrogance and violence. Bateson says if we continue on our current course, we will destroy the planet.
It can happen. It's our job to save it. Thank you.
For KNEW News, I'm Carla Echols.